Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 34 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KAKCI, KAKCI, N8RHK.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Snow. 37 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Snow. 39 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Showers. 39 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, KCAVOA. So you got your car back.
That I did. I got the wife's car fixed yesterday, so I'm back in mine today.
Yeah, very good, very good. I had a switch acting up on mine. I ended up tearing into it today, and it's basically a micro switch, and it's not pushing down hard enough to click the switch, so I've been levering on it just a little bit, and it works fine now.
Yeah, I've had a couple of mics do that you really got to push in on them, that they're getting wore down.
My concern is it might be a sign that the lever is starting to fatigue and bend and get weak. That's my concern.
Yep, I know. The mic on that ICOM radio I got from Kansas State, the sideband unit that I got down in the shop if I'm sitting in there, yeah, that mic has a little issue. It's got a click to it, so got to get it just right or it'll stick. I haven't worked on it because I don't use it that much. If I'm sitting there doing like over the weekend working on some other radios, I flipped that one on. But yeah, it's got a little glitch in it from not being used that much. But boy, another cold day today. Snowing and everything else. Beautiful day yesterday. Got a chance to get out and work in the garage a little bit. And then my son-in-law's friend came over and fixed the wife's car. So it was nice enough to get out in the driveway with just a sweatshirt or outside. I did a little cleanup. But we're back to winter basically today again.
Well, it definitely felt like it out there anyways. Yeah, it was a little chilly out there. I was out there for a few minutes. And not fun. Not fun. Get out there and get it done, get out.
Yep, I guess by the end of the weekend, or weekend's supposed to be nice, supposed to be like mid-50s and mostly sunny, so that'll be nice. I'll be kind of indoors most of the time, though. Saturday morning, I've got the coordinators meeting for the National Weather Service, so we'll go over the winter information, and then we'll get our projections for the summer, which has already started out with two activations so far. So even, you know, one in March, now one in April already, so we're ahead of the game there as far as in Skywarn stuff. And then Saturday afternoon, we're doing my granddaughter's birthday. She wanted to go to Texas Roadhouse. This is going to be fun. My wife's daughter called them, and they don't take reservations. We have 22 people coming for dinner. So basically, they said we got to be there at 4 o'clock to be seated, and everybody's got to be there before 4, because if not, they're not going to see this, and we're going to be at separate tables anyhow. So we'll see how this works out.
Yeah, I know. I've been there before with groups and that, and if you don't get above 8, it tends to work out, but when you start getting above 8, it gets to be much more challenging, much more challenging. Hey, the USB cable tester, did you happen to pick one up?
Yes, I did.
Did you print a case for it?
It came with, I ordered the one with a little plastic clear case, basically top and bottom it goes in, yeah.
Okay, I didn't get one with a case, so I'm printing the bottom section of it now. So it wraps around, just leaves the LEDs exposed.
Yeah, I said for the difference in the price of it, it was like $12 for, I think it was like $12 for the tester and $16 with the acrylic top and bottom case type thing. So I said for the $4 I'll get it. I didn't have the printer at the time either, but I said I'll get it. That way you could see the switches and see everything, all the LEDs and that too. So that helped out.
Yep, I thought it'd be up for the challenge, so I printed one, wasn't happy with it, the writing didn't come out on it like the way I wanted, so I reprinted it. We'll see how this one turns out. Twice the time, much finer detail.
Yeah, I've had a few of those that I've reprinted just because I didn't like the way they turned out. I changed some settings and reprinted them, and I was doing some things for the grandkids, these little eggs with little toys in them, I said for a find for their Easter egg hunt. And the one egg, I printed like five of them out, had no problem printing another one, and I started it out, it, you know, made sure the first layer was down, everything was good, and I come back at the end and I got bunch of spaghetti in there, half a printed egg and a bunch of spaghetti. And people, what the heck? So I said, all right, so I'll try another one. Something messed up, nothing looking miss, but printed another one, got to about the same point, and the egg broke loose from the bed and again spaghetti. So I tried it, pulled that one out, and I'm thinking, okay, now I know what's going on. So I get a brim around it, and it held in place, so only that one. It got to a certain point, and I don't know what happened. The nozzle must have hit it or something and broke it loose, but I put the brim on it, and it held it and finished printing it, but I said that was straight, and then I printed like four more after that, different models, and they all printed fine, so something was wrong with that one.
Yep, sometimes the plastic curls just enough, and the nozzle catches it and so forth and creates a problem. They actually have it in some of the splicers where you can actually avoid the nozzle going over those edges that would typically might curl. So that's a new setting in the Prusa splicer. So it's still experimental, but I thought, well, we'll go ahead and give it a try.
Yeah, there's a couple of other settings on there. I got to try one of those. I can't remember what it is. Basically, it smooths the top. So it heats the, from what I was reading, it heats the tip of the head up, and it just kind of swipes over the top to smooth out the ridges. And I can't remember what it's called, but that's what it does. So if you want a smoother top on something, it says to do that. There's a setting in there, but haven't tried any of those yet. But yeah, it's nice to be able to make parts for things, and I have been doing that, the various different tools and things and that, so kind of neat to do that.
That it is, and that is called ironing, where it goes over and smooths out that surface, just like what your mom used to do with your pants, ironing. So that is a nice little feature. I haven't done it. It adds a lot of extra time, so I kind of avoid that.
Yeah, most of the time what I print out comes well enough for me. I'm not that picky, I guess, on some of the stuff that comes out. And, you know, being able to, you know, print brackets and print, you know, like those holders for those computers at 911, things like that, you know, stuff that you can't buy, but somebody figured out, and I said those really come in handy to do things like that. I printed out a few other things. Tried to do, I got one thing I took a photo of and ran it through the AI scanner online and came out with a functional part. Tried to do that with a corner that's broken on my shed out back, a little plastic corner. And I've tried a couple of different angles with the pictures, and it just won't get the angles right. So won't work on that one. I tried, but won't work. And it said to do the video, but I don't know how you do the video any quicker. It says, you know, take a video of top, middle, and bottom, and then put it in, send it into the web, but it's too large a file, so I don't know how to get it longer. It takes just that long to go around it three times, other than trying to run around in a circle. But I was going to try that instead, see how it came out, but can't get the video small enough.
I haven't tried that yet. I haven't played with that. I have traced some stuff in CAD, though. Take a picture and put it down and trace it out in CAD. Done a little bit of that, but I haven't really converted that many things over from CAD to STL to print out. So, done a couple things, but not a lot. That's something I need to work on.
Yeah, that's something to work on, too. Like I said, everybody said start with Tinkercad and work your way up, and I can't get do much in Tinkercad, although I did design one thing. Took me about 5 minutes, but it was the most elementary thing to do. I took a sphere, just, you know, round circle and that. I sized it to what I needed, and with the caliper measured it out, and then I put a needed an in, circle, a concave circle at the top, so I put a circle on there, or ball, and then used the ability to take out the center of it, and it worked for what I needed. I had to build a piece to put my wife's trellis back together, and so that worked out. It took me about 5 minutes to do that, but that's about as much skill as I have in it right now, because I don't get a chance to sit down and play with it an awful lot. So there was one thing at least. That was my accomplishment.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of these slicer programs have a lot of power in them, and they're able to do some of them simple functions like that without having to take it into CAD. And it does work pretty decent in a lot of cases, so I have been successful doing that as well. But it all takes time to learn all this stuff. That's just part of life. Just keep learning. Just keep at it.
Oh, yeah, I know the bamboo slicer is based off of the Orca slicer. And at some point they want everybody to use bamboo, and that's all I've been using. I really had no need to use the Orca slicer. It adds some features to it, but not everything's compatible with the printer. If you're running a kind of a third-party printer, something that's not a closed infrastructure on it, it works. And so that's one thing that Bamboo's going to do with the new upgrade is to, you can't print directly from Orca to it. You got to have a software that checks everything to make sure everything's good before it'll send it to the printer, and everybody's up in arms, but I don't do that anyhow. So as long as it works with the tools that came with it, that's fine. The only thing I'm going to lose partial functionality of is my display screen, the separate screen that I bought that I use primarily for monitoring. So that'll still work for most of it, I guess, whenever they get around to the firmware upgrade for that. They did the upper end printers first, and I'm still waiting to see what bugs they work out of the new version of the slicer software. They came out with a 2.0 version, and now they're a 2.1 and working on another one, because they keep finding bugs as they got it out into the community. So I'll wait for that one.
Yep, sometimes being first doesn't always pay off with some of the bugs and some of the things that can create issues on. So, but someone has to be the guinea pig to help break the ice to carve the way. So without that, it just doesn't happen. Well, you got to be getting close.
Close enough, I'm pulling mail out of the mailbox, so I was waiting for couple of items to come, but I guess they were coming from Japan or China. Hopefully I didn't get a tariff on that one so far. Ordered a cool build plate. Try one of those out. And then there's, for this screen, separate screen that I have, they've got a temperature sensor that goes in inside the printer, so it'll give you the what the inside temperature is plus the humidity level inside the printer. So it's like a $12 sensor that plugs into the display. So I said, well, that'll work. It always kind of want to know what the inside temperature is, especially if printing the ASA or the ABS is supposed to be at a higher temp for the chamber. So this will give you an idea right on the screen. So that's still, it made it to the U.S. I know that. I checked it today. I think I'm not sure where it was at. I thought it was in Illinois. But the last time I had something from them, it went to Illinois, and then it went to a post office in Kansas and said it was delivered to their front door. You've had one of those before. And then like a week later, it showed up at my house. So we'll see if it comes from Illinois to my house or whether it goes to Kansas and sits there for a week. We'll find out. All right, Rick, I'll let you go. 73. We'll talk to you tonight, hopefully on the net, KCMYV out.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Sometimes I think it's a miracle if it makes it at all. KCAVOA.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 37 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 34 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
RHK.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
W8HRF test.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Got the call right, W8HRS, I think it was. KCSK, Robinson Bay City, you're 5x5. Great copy, no stack or anything. Good copy.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, call sign is Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot, and I'm just sitting here in a hotel room in Saginaw seeing if I could hit the repeater on my ICOM 705. So thank you for coming back to me.
You're welcome. By the way, it's like your next door. I'll only open the back door up and give you a coffee or an adult beverage, whatever you like. Yeah, my name's Robbie. I'm in D.C. I'm just getting ready to check on the net here in a little bit, 9 o'clock, so looking forward to it. Very good, so you must be motelling for work, I guess, but you're doing fine. Yeah, forget about the weather. It could be the nicest day, but this morning I got up and it was snowing. Go figure that. But oh well, you know how winter, old man winter can be, get the last laugh or so. Okay, yeah, you had a good copy there, my good friend. So yeah, they, that'll be on at $2,100 here, a bid here. So you take care, and I'll pay you on the net here. I think your call's W8HRS. Close enough. Yeah, chase it up the elbow, clear your file, and we'll be waiting for the net. Back to you.
All right, KC8STL W8HRF. Yeah, fine business. I will stick around here. I'll try to check into the net. And yep, you got it. I'm just here for work. And yeah, thank you for the signal report there. And name here is Josh Juliet Oscar Sierra Hotel. So fine business, and hopefully hear you on the net in a little bit. I'll be standing by. Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot. I'm clear.
It's very good, my good thing. We'll be waiting for you there. KC8STL, yeah, we'll be standing by for now.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KZ8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. That will be starting in a few minutes. I'll take pre-net check-ins. If there is anyone that would like to join the net, please call Net Control.
Hello, Charlie 8. Here at Delta Lima, Rock Bay City. No traffic here, Mike, over.
Okay, thank you. KC8YVF, pre-net check-in list. KC8YVF. Okay, thank you, Ron. I have you also. Is there anyone else that'd like to get on the pre-net check-in list? Papa Charlie Quebec. KQ2, Dave and Bay City. This is
NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
They had someone that doubled with PCQ Dave. Could you come again with your call, please?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. KE8 PCQ, Dave in Bay City.
Yeah, I have you, Dave. Someone doubled with you there. If they're still out there and like to check in, please call now.
Tom, NAEUI, I believe it was me, checking in, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Nope, I've got you also, Tom. It was someone else that was doubling with Dave in there. Try again.
This is Whiskey 8 Hotel Romeo Foxtrot, W8HRF. Name here is Josh, Juliet Oscar Sierra Hotel.
Okay, I've got you, Josh, W8HRF. Anyone else like to get on the pre-net check-in, please call now.
KDA-DAZ, Mini Bert, no traffic.
Okay, got you, Minnie. Thank you. Let me run down what I've got so far on the pre-net list. I've got Rob, KC8STL, Ron, KC8YVF, Dave, KE8PCQ, Tom, N8EUI, Josh, W8HRF, and Minnie, KD8PAZ. We'll take a standby here until the net starts, and we'll continue on with the regular net at 9 o'clock. Standby.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike, and my call sign is KD8MMH, that's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. From the pre-net check-in list, I have Rob, KC8SDL, Ron, KC8YVF, Dave, KE8PCQ, Tom, NADUI, Josh, W8HRF, and Mini, KD8PAZ. These stations are recognized and do not need to check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Have any mobile, short time, or in and out stations? If so, please call net control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township. Check me in and out. I'll be reading the mail. KCBOA, back to KD8MMH.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Appreciate that we have you checked in as in-and-out station this evening. Are there any other mobile short-time or in-and-out stations? If so, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard from Echolink. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Any other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo Bob, Frank Move Township, no traffic.
All right, let me run down the list that I've got, and we'll check here again, see if there's anyone else out there that would like to join in and get on the list. First off, I've got Rob, KC8SDL, and I have Ron, KC8YVF, I have Dave, KE8PCQ, Tom, N8EUI, Josh, W8HRF, Minnie, KD8PAZ, I have Rick, KC8VOA is in and out station, thank you, Rick, and I have Bob, N8KPR. Are there any other check-ins for this evening's net? If so, please call net control now.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, thank you. We've added Dave to the list. Anyone else that would like to join the net? If so, please call net control. All right, well, we've got a good list this evening. Thank you, everyone, for checking in with us this evening. We'll go ahead and get the net started here. I'd like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting Friday evening. Had a good turnout for that. And also club breakfast Saturday morning. Good turnout for that also. So thanks, everyone. Had a good meeting there. And Dave, thanks for the presentation on the upcoming Michigan QSO party Saturday, April 19th. Hope everyone can participate in that and make some contacts for the Michigan QSO party coming up. Weather-wise, just can't decide what it wants to do. Spring and summer's having a hard time getting here. Still down into the 20s, 30s, and this time of year we should be in the 40s, 50s, and possibly even the 60s. So keeping my fingers crossed, hoping for the best that spring's going to show up here pretty soon, because it's been a long enough winter as it is. With that, we'll go ahead and get started. Rob, KC8SDL, you're up, and stand by Ron. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, excuse me, I'm going to cook up, got my throat on my throat. So, KD8 MMH in the group. Kilo Charlie 8, good evening there, Mike, and everybody on the net here. I wave a hand to Miss Minnie. Oh, Miss Minnie didn't check in, and that's too bad, unless she checked in without realizing it. Hey, Mike, doing pretty good. You're right about the weather. Jeez, I think it's only 28 degrees outside. It's pretty chilly. I know I got up this morning, one of my buddies lives up in Linwood. He had snow coming down this morning. That's a weird thing. But yeah, I think old man winter doesn't want to get evicted quite yet there, so. Other than doing quite well, I'm going to have a busy day Wednesday. I got to go see the ears and nose and throat, especially because I have a recurrent bloody nose on my right lung nostril, so I get that dealt with. Then I'm going to take a ride over to Franklin Mills area. Bob, I know this guy, his name is KJJ, his name is Ed. He's a very elderly ham. He's been a ham for years and years. Well, he called me up. He goes, Rob, I'm not doing well, but I got something for you. You offer me a price, I'll probably take it. So I offer him a price for it, and he accepted. And this would be good for Dave's WCW. Robbie will be a proud owner of a set of Drake C-Line Twins. I thought I'd die in what's happened. Looking forward to getting them radios, but I have no idea how to use them. So I definitely will talk to Dave now, and then he can give me advice on that radio. But yeah, I got the old radio coming, both transmitter receiver, the Turner mic that went with it, and all the accessories, manuals, and whatnot. He bought it brand new in 1967 for $1,700. I was in 67 months. Boy, now it's probably worth way more than that. But yeah, looking for that reel. And I think it's going to be the last reel I'm going to have, Mike, because I'm running out of room here. Geez, myself, and I got to do some rearranging and stuff like that. But, you know, I've always wanted to have one of them reels, and I got the chance. So, looking forward to it. All right, enough of that here. I got to calm myself down. Aye. So, yeah, doing okay. I got to see the foot doctor today. Don't have to see him for two more weeks, and after that, it'll be as needed, so I'm pretty happy about that. My foot is more or less healed, so. Other than that, let me see here. That's what I got going on this week, and, yeah, I've got to open the weather ones up a little bit, because I ain't even got my hoodie down here in the basement. You know, I got the furnace right over from me here, from the shack, and she is pretty chilly, so. All right, I'll hand it back to you. I'll definitely be around for the second go-around. So, with that, KD and my mate, Casey, that's the old back to that control.
Right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good luck at your doctor's appointment there on Wednesday, and good job on the radio. Nice little antique radio that hopefully you can get on the air and get working. So, good job. All right, next up we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Dave. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. I'd like to welcome Josh on the net tonight. I heard him on with Rob a little earlier this evening that he was in town on some business. So, well, welcome to the net tonight. Glad you could join us. We do two rounds on here. We do the main round, and then we do a 73 round, because that way if there's any questions or anything, members get a chance to answer the questions, or if they come up with another one, try and get them answered. Anyhow, been, yeah, kind of a crazy week weather-wise. Sunday was nice. And at least calm winds for the first time. I think that's a day that we've had no wind or very little wind and some sunshine out. Then today we had the snow showers and we had gusty winds again. And, boy, it's been up and down. Weekend's supposed to be nice. We'll see what the winds are. But it's supposed to be mid-50s and sunshine at least. So I'll look forward to that. Me, last week, again, not a lot of things going on. I know the weekend before, week Saturday, we upgraded the computers down at our 911 center. Got those down, so I appreciate all the help that everybody's been doing there. We got the 2-meter portion of the WinLink node back up, but now the 220 that the hospitals use is down at the moment. So Jeff had rebooted it. I tried it yesterday, can't get in. So I sent a text back to Jeff to see if he could check out why that 220 node isn't working. We need that for the exercise coming up in May out at the airport. So let me break for a second. A couple of things I noticed for those of you that have the Inovato ham clock. They now have a new version, a 4K version that is out that they're selling. So it basically gives you 4K readout if you've got a hooked to a 4K monitor. So same price, they just changed the computer. The other older computer was getting to its end of life cycle. So the guy that makes those has now a 4K version. So anyone that didn't get it, they have those in stock with the new version with the little mini keyboard for the same price as the old one was. So that's a good thing. I thought about maybe picking up another one just for the 4K option, although I don't have a 4K set. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. I'll have some announcements in the 73 round about some things coming up here in the future. So back over to you, Mike, KC8YVF.
All right. Very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us this evening, and looking forward to the announcements coming up here with the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KD8DAC repeater. Before I go to Dave, I'll take another standby here. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday night net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so with that, we will continue on down our list. Next up, we'll go to Dave, KD8PCQ, and standby Tom. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
KD8MMH on the group. Well, everybody is probably watching Michigan Outdoors from the indoors. Way cold today. I was fortunate enough yesterday to get the yard rake of all the sticks and twigs that fell off the elm tree that usually dispenses 4 or 5 times a year. And lo and behold, today we got wind and we got more twigs. But at least I had a chance to get the majority of them cleaned up for the second time yet this year. This will be one and done for me, guys. 73, and hope everybody has a great week. KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. And, yeah, like you said, with the yard work and everything, I have noticed it seems like the grass is starting to green up fairly good, and maybe an early season to start mowing here. I know it's not grown that much yet, but it definitely is. Seems like it's ahead of the time from last year, from when I had the first mow. So keep our fingers crossed on that and see how that goes. All right. Next up on our list, we'll go to Tom, NAEUI, and standby Josh. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks. This is NAEUI. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. Yeah, we had a little bit of winter again today. My wife and I, we usually go out our daily walk, and the last week was cool, but breezy, but it was still doable. But we didn't go so much as out to the driveway, and it just started really coming down hard. It was like, you know, rain, snow. It was like too fast for snow, but too slow for rain, I guess you want to call it. So we just turned right around and went back in the house. Otherwise, we would have gotten soaked. So we waited for a while and waited for a while, and finally it broke for a little while and calmed down. And then we're going to try it again, and then the same thing started again. So we said, forget it. Let's just stay inside today, and we'll just take a day off in the walking. Let me break real quick. Let's see, last Friday, my wife and I, we went to visit my mom, the Thumb, took her out to lunch. We visited with her for about 2 or 3 hours, and had a good time. She gets out with her friends. She's, dad died a couple years ago, but she gets out with her friends, but she still gets a little lonely, so we made plans. We called her last weekend. We're going to take her to lunch last Friday, and she enjoyed it a lot, and of course she sends us home with a bunch of food. So, Mom, you don't have to do that, you know. I mean, we can for you. You know, here, take this. Yeah, you need one of this. Yeah, I got some of this. I bought too much of this. You want to take this and say, you know, that's mother's for you. Anyway, we're gonna see her again on Easter Sunday. My brothers and his family and Barb and I and Mom, there's really 10 of us get together at Mom's house. She's going to just sit there, and we're going to do all the cooking for her. So she's looking forward to that. So That's about it for me on this end. I hope it gets a little warmer. I think it's supposed to get a little more seasonable towards the end of the week, so we'll have to wait till then. So, anyways, I'm going to toss it back, and we'll catch you on the 73 round. Until then, this is NAEDY.
All right, well, very good, Tom. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Next up, we'll go to Josh, W8HRF, and standby Mini. Josh, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, all. This is W8HRF. Thank you for getting me in there. I do appreciate it. Nice to hear everybody. Nice to appreciate, I think it was Rob, KC8, maybe it was SDL coming back to me before the net and giving me a signal report. Yeah, just have the brought my Icon 705 with me here and have it set up and running a whopping 5 watts and hopefully it's sounding all right. So it's fun to be able to bring the hobby with you wherever you go. So, but made the drive up here from Ohio earlier today and going to be in town for a day or two and then head home. So wishing the weather was a little warmer, but we got a little bit of snow right as we were leaving Ohio. And it's always got to snow at least once in April. So hopefully it'll warm up from here. So we're looking forward to summer. It's going to be a fun summer. When I got into the hotel room here, I jumped into my club back at home, the Silver Creek Amateur Radio Association. They're having a meeting to plan some of our summer events. So I hopped in there and participated a little bit. So, but anyways, nice to hear everybody on the net. Yeah, like I said, appreciate you getting me in there. And I will stick around for the 7-3 round. So pass it back to you, sir. This is W8HRF.
All right, well, very good, Josh, and yeah, welcome to the area. Good to have you on our net. Appreciate that, and excellent signal. Sounds great, and yeah, the Icon 705. First, I saw that radio was last Thursday night at the Midland Amateur Radio Club meeting. Jack, forget his call, KGTG brought that radio as part of one of his demonstrations. That's a nice little radio. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Mini, KD8PAZ, and standby Bob. Mini, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MN mates. This is KD8PAZ, and I want to welcome Josh there to the net tonight. Glad he could make it in here, and everyone else also. Not doing too much, just staying inside and staying warm. I looked at the thermometer over there. There's only 27 out there, and we got quite the snow shower there this morning. I could hardly see the neighbor's house. It was snowing so hard. So other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
Right, well, very good, Maine. I appreciate you joining us this evening. It's good seeing you at the club meeting there Friday night and breakfast also Saturday. And, yeah, I just checked my thermometer here, too, outside one, and it's 27.8 degrees, so definitely not the early April weather for spring that I was hoping for. But anyway, like someone said, when the Punxsutawney Phil there, the gopher came out in on Groundhog's Day and said it was winter was not going to be done. Boy, he was certainly right with it for this year's prediction, that's for sure. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Dave, W8DW. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
All right, thank you, Mike. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I had a little damage here from the in Franklin. We had, last week had the rain, ice, freezing rain, snow. Anyways, it was a little too much for, I got a white pine. It's probably, close to 60 feet tall, 50, 60 feet tall, somewhere in there. And some of the branches on it are like 4 to 6 inches in diameter, but yeah, they got had a little too much weight on them and they snapped off, so I got some cleanup to do. I haven't done that yet, because, well, last weekend, Friday, we took off for Cleveland, Ohio, and my granddaughter was in a play on Friday night, so we went and watched that, and there are 7th and 8th graders doing it, and they did an excellent job. I was really surprised how well they did, and it was like an hour and a half long, you know, so with a 15-minute intermission in between, but, yeah, they did an excellent job. And then my daughter had, she plays in a concert band, about, I'd say 70, 80-piece band, every instrument you can imagine, even some I didn't know exactly what it was, but I can't remember what it's called now, but basically it's a small tuba. And they played for about an hour and a half also. So, and that was that. I haven't heard a concert band like that in a long time. Well, since she used to live around here, but since she's been in Cleveland, I haven't been to one of her concerts. So, other than that, not a whole lot going on. We got back Sunday night, and here we are Monday. Didn't do much of anything today. Just kind of crappy outside, so I just stayed in the house. And well, I actually went out grocery shopping just to get out of the house with the wife. But back to net control. This is NAKPR.
All right. Well, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Be back around here shortly with the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAZ repeater. Next up, we'll go to Dave, WADW. That'll bring us to the bottom of the list, and I'll do another standby. And Dave, thanks there for meeting me yesterday and getting me the power supply, which is the one that I'm using right now. And I tried it out the last night on the Sunday night net to see how it sounded and got a good report. So looks like it's a keeper. And Tom, I'll have to get some money to you for the power supply. So go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW. Yeah, not a lot going on here. Been doing some cleaning up in the garage, trying to get rid of the winter pile up on the workbench, so doing that. The antenna tuner has been sold. Denny O'Connor bought that, and it'll be probably pick it up this week sometime. So the table in the garage is getting smaller and smaller, which means we'll have less stuff to put on the table up at Cadillac. So anybody's got anything to sell, make sure that some way or other we get it up to Cadillac and get it on the table. Yard waste starts tomorrow for us, started today for the other people sold to us. I've got 6 barrels sitting out there right now to hopefully get picked up tomorrow. And I probably have enough in the backyard in the corner to fill another 8 to 10 barrels anyway. So I got a couple weeks worth of stuff back there to go out, mostly pine needles, but I did a lot of yard cleanup. I got the blower out, and I blew most of the stuff towards the fence and got it piled up there, so we'll have to take care of that as time goes on. Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit. We got about another week and a half, and we have reservations for Harrisville, so we're hoping that we're hoping it gets a little warmer by then, so we're real funny. I was listening to a guy on Facebook today. He said, 30 degrees this week, could be 70 degrees next week. We're sort of hoping for the 70 next week, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen. We'll see how that goes. That's about all I got for this time around, and I'll be here for 73 round. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening, and we'll be back around here shortly with the 73 round. Brings us to the bottom of our list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll start up again at the top of our list with our 73 round. Rob, KC8SDO, up to you, and then stand by Ron. Go right ahead, Rob.
MMA to the group, Kilowatt Charlie 8. You're definitely doing a great job on this, sir, Mr. Mike. Very good. Yeah, the fella that I bought that Drake C-Line Twins from, I understand he was a member of the Savara Club. His name was Ed, and his call was Kilo George 8. Let me see. Yeah, KGHJ, that was his call. And he's a long-time avid ham. I guess he was with the Saddlehorn group for many years. Some of the other folks, like maybe Dave or Ron, might know that gentleman. Really nice guy, really, really nice guy. Yeah, like I said, I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, the wife don't really know exactly who I'm getting it, so okay, so I got to have discretion with that. But anyway, so okay, I'm glad that Miss Minnie's on board, and I can see Miss Minnie. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, about the weather-wise, yeah, Mike, it was kind of weird that stuff coming down. Matter of fact, I got to get up after the net. I got to go upstairs and take the dog out for her last roundabout to see what's going on in the world. And I know one thing, she won't. She'll go out and look around. That's what she's got to do. And she'll look at me like, I'm done. Get back in. But yeah, hopefully it'll warm up here. So, let me see here. Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty happy about my foot being pretty well healed up there. Hopefully I can stay out of the hospital area there. I was in quite the customer with them back in 2021. I did absolutely nothing. No shows. I did field day, but it was very uncomfortable. I heard all that whole weekend and even signed off the air early before the 2 o'clock Sunday there. So hopefully that won't happen again. So yeah, I know it isn't. I'm not till June, but I'm looking forward to field day there. Matter of fact, I'll be able to borrow a camper from a friend of mine. So, because my camper, I sold it. So I just never really had the time to work on it. Being disabled, I was kind of hard to get any big projects done. But yeah, it's tough. I finally got rid of it. So, but yeah, it looks like for field day, I'll be able to set up there at Frank Lewis Township with a borrowed camper. So. Okay, other than that, so I got to report again. You have a very good week, my good friend, and we'll catch you down the log. And, yeah, that's his call, KGHJ, and his name's Ed. A really nice guy. Like I said, the way he talked to you, was an average club member of the Savara Club. So, all right, 7-3, take care. This is Joel Shirley. See you, Dr. Lee. Back to KGHJ, and I'm like, 7-3, good night, Mike.
Hey, very good, Rob. 7-3 to you also. Appreciate you joining us this evening. You have a great week ahead, and good luck there with your doctor's appointment on Wednesday. This is KDA-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net on the K8DAC repeater. Next up, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Tom. Ron, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead, and you had some announcements, so go right ahead.
All right, Mike, a couple of things coming up here. On April 23rd will be the in-person Skywarn training for Saginaw County, be held out at the Thomas Township Fire Station Number 1 in the conference room on the west side of the building. I believe it starts at 6:30. I'll have to check on that. I think it's 6:30, runs for usually about an hour and a half. So that will be one in person. There's also one, I believe, is tomorrow, if I'm correct, up in Bay City. So Rob didn't mention it, but there is one up in Bay City, and I believe that's tomorrow night. And I'm not sure the location. It didn't just give an address. It didn't give what the building was, but it's on Salzburg Road, I guess. So you can check that on the National Weather Service, DTX site, so weather.gov/DTX. And at the top of the page is the calendar for the a link to the calendar for the Skywarn trainings for this year. And then on the 24th will be our local Aries training. Our training this month will be going over the May 7th exercise, what we're going to be doing. As part of that, the MBS Airport is required by the FAA to have a functional exercise every 3 years, so this is the year for that.
and we'll be tagging along with the emergency management and the airport and the hospitals and that as part of the exercise for this year. So those are the things coming up. Also, I'll be sending out within the next day or so sign-ups for the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. Let me write. MS Walk in Frankenmuth will be May 10th, Saturday, May 10th, out at the Harvey Kern Pavilion in Frankenmuth. I generally need about 20, 22 operators to cover the course. It is a good time. It's going to be the only mid-Michigan MS Walk this year, the one that is normally the second or third weekend in April, has been canceled. They are no longer going to do that event. They've combined it with the larger event that we have here in Frankenmuth in Saginaw County. So hopefully we'll have some good turnout for that, have some good weather. We've had up and down in that too. Hopefully the construction, I think the construction on the hotel there on the back street has been completed, so we won't hopefully have any tie-ups in the road or the sidewalks for the walkers to use. And they're combining the resources, so hopefully we'll have some more food, better food, whatever. We always get, since it's in Frankenmuth, we get the brats and the hot dogs and all of that that they grill out for everyone. So it should be a good time. Look for that email to come out. It'll come out to the Savara members. It'll also go out. I'll have it sent out to the Bay and Saginaw, or Bay and Midland clubs as well. I know I got a couple of people up in Midland that have already told me they would help out. So that's what I got, Mike. 73, everyone. Have a good week. And we'll turn it back over to Net Control, KC8YDF.
Hey, very good, Ron. Thanks for all that information. I'm assuming you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report, correct?
That is correct, sir. KC8YDF.
All right, very good. Thank you. And, yeah, if anyone's interested in helping out with any of these upcoming functions, the airport, exercise, the Frankenmuth MS Walk, get a hold of Ron, and be glad to have you glad to have you help out on that. The Skywarn training you were mentioning coming up this week is on Wednesday. It's Wednesday the 9th at 7 o'clock, and that's at 701 Salzburg in Bay City. That is between Euclid and the bridge that is being rebuilt. It's, I believe it's like right next door to that one bid auction place. I think it used to be like a office furniture supply warehouse, something like that. But yeah, if you can't make the Saginaw one towards the end of the month, the one this week is the 9th, Wednesday, Bay City at 701 Salzburg Avenue. Thanks once again, Ron. And I'll be back to you with that report at the end here. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Tom, NADUI, and stand by Josh. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NADUI. Not too much else. I operated a PSK 31 digital contest over the weekend. I got a late start. I only got about 20 contacts, mainly on 15 and 20 meters, 10 once in a while, but I got it in the evening, so 40 meters was pretty well dead, so I got a little activity over the weekend. Looking forward to the Michigan's QSO party. Again, that's Easter weekend, and we have a commitment about 5 p.m. Saturday night, so I hope to start operating when the contest begins at noon on Saturday. I think the 19th, and then operate as late as I can until we have to leave, and then we get back. I might be able to get a couple hours in after we get back in the evening before it quits at midnight. So let me break real quick. But looking forward to it anyway. It's a good time. I operated last year. I think it was my first time last year. It was a lot of fun. Again, I only had a few hours to operate with it. The time I did operate the QSO party sideband, had a good time. So, but what I'm doing now is I have a 220 megahertz radio my wife got me for Christmas. I'm finally getting it done. I got access to a wiring harness on the back of the radio. It's the clone of Alinco 220 radio. And in the back is a piece of tape that covers up a couple of holes for a DB9 connector. And I have access to the DB9 and the wiring harness. And it plugs in. There's a socket inside the radio where you can plug it in, and you can convert the 220 into for packet radio, either with a packet radio, either with a signal link or a KBC3, a Cantronics unit, to packet. And with the I'm just waiting for the 220 repeater or 220 system to get up and running. I'd like to test it out, so I have access to a packet on 2 meters and 220, so we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to that. But that's what I've been doing now, and I'm just waiting for things to get up in line again so I can test it. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing that tonight, Mike, and I hope everyone has a good week. Be safe, and until then, talk to you all next Monday night. So the time being, 673, and this is NAEU, not NAEUI, saying good night. Take care, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, well, very good, Tom. I appreciate you checking in with us this evening. You have a great week ahead, 7-3, and stay safe out there. Appreciate it. All right, next up we'll go to Josh, W8HRF, and Stand By Mini. Josh, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, W8HRF, thanks Mike, I appreciate that. I don't have too much for the 7-3 round. I just spent a little bit of time programming some repeaters here into the 705 and found a D-Star repeater nearby, so that was kind of cool. Looks you got guys up on the website, so you got a nice list of repeaters there, that's awesome. Appreciate all the well wishes, the warm welcome from folks, and sounds like you got an active group, which is awesome. So, we're looking forward to Easter coming up here in a couple of weeks. Going to spend some time with family, and actually have a POTA event I'm going to go to on the Saturday beforehand. So that'll be a lot of fun. But I appreciate it, sir. I'll say 7-3 and pass it back to you. This is W8HRF.
All right, well, very good, Josh. Yeah, I definitely appreciate you checking in with us here this evening. Good luck on your POTA contest there, the Saturday before Easter. I know that's also the Saturday before Easter, I believe it's the 19th. That's also the Michigan QSO party. So that's when we're doing our Christmas celebration that Saturday instead of Sunday. So I may be packing up my radio and trying out the Michigan QSO party remotely from that one also. We'll see how that goes. So, all right, 7-3, Josh, you have a great week ahead to 7-3, and have a safe drive back on your way to Ohio. If you're back up in the area again, make sure you check in with us. All right, brings us down to Mini, KDHPAZ, and Standby Bob. Mini, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KDHPAZ. Well, not too much else to report, and I've had a good net tonight. There were a lot of good people in here, and it was good to hear everyone. So, yeah, anyway, it was good to be there Friday night for the meeting and for breakfast on Saturday. So I'll talk to everybody next Monday. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Always appreciate you checking in with us here. 7-3 to you. You have a great week ahead. Stay inside and stay warm. All right, that brings us down to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Dave. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening to you also, Mike. I don't have much more to add, but I do have a question. I have a older LCD or LED, no, it must be LCD, TV back from, oh my goodness, somewhere between 2005 and 2010, somewhere in there, that I had bought. Well, anyways, it keeps turning itself on and off. I don't know what to do with it. I looked online to see if there's any fixes or whatnot. I tried everything they suggested. Nothing works. So, basically, I'm asking, can it be fixed? And if not, where do I dispose of it? And also, I got a floodlight I got to change. I have a motion-activated floodlight in front of the garage. I installed it probably 30 years ago, so I think I got my money's worth out of it. But now it turned itself into a dusk till dawn light. The only way to turn it off is turn the power off to it, wait 30 seconds to turn it back on, then it'll shut itself off. But otherwise, it's a dusk till dawn light now until I fix it, which I did buy another one today, so I'll get to that when maybe when the weather warms up a little bit, my fingers don't get cold. So with that said, thanks for doing that, Mike. Everybody have a great week, and I'll turn it back to the next troll. This is NNAKDR.
Hey, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Those lights you were mentioning, the porch light I have here, I think I've been through two or three of them here within the last number of years, and the photo cell for the dusk to dawn part doesn't seem to last that long on mine, and end up having, luckily, you know, one time I've actually found the replacement photo cell I could put in there, my dusk to dawn's turned out being, like you said, on all the time, unless I actually use the switch to turn it off, and as far as the LCD TV goes, just a thought, maybe the power supply, if there's a possibility of finding a replacement power supply online somewhere, that may be an option. If not, it may be even more for the part. I know you can get the TVs, smart TVs, even 4K TVs for a couple hundred bucks nowadays, so by the time you get the replacement power supply, shipping and everything, it may not be worth it. And as far as getting rid of electronics, computers, printers, things like that, the Mid-Michigan Waste Authority a couple times a year has a recycling pickup for those items, and it's in Saginaw here out in Shields, out on Miller Road at their recycling center out on Miller Road in Shields. So you may want to check online. I think just do a search for Mid-Michigan Waste Authority, I believe it is. I may be mistaken on that, but their website might answer some questions as far as when the pickup is for recyclable things like that. So good luck with that. And if anybody else has any opinions or options for Bob's TV, I'll take a break right here and let you cut in before we go down to Dave. So if there's anybody else, any suggestions for Bob and his TV, go right ahead.
KCBOA.
Okay, I've got you, Rick. Go right ahead.
Yeah, sounds like Bob's TV is old enough that he doesn't want to put a lot of money in unless it's a real simple fix, especially after what I heard today about the televisions, radio television stations are pushing to go to ATS3, and some are pushing to go to 5G. So our televisions are yet to change again here in the near future. So I would not put a lot of money into things. And as far as the drop-off, you're right. It's a drop-off site there. That's the only one in the county is out there in Miller Road. And twice a year, they do collection out there is a general rule. And you have to call and make an appointment to drop it off. So any electronics, any batteries, paint, etc., you just want to make the most of it when you go. So with that, I'll turn it back over to KD8MMH from KCVOA.
Okay, very good, Rick. Thanks for that good information there. Bob, does that answer your question on the TV?
I believe so, Rick. Is it still the, what Mike had said, the Mid-Michigan Waste Authority, is that the proper name for it, if I need to look it up online?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I believe they're the same one to handle your trash out there in Frankenmuth as well. KCVOA.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Thank you, Mike. Back to the control, NAKPR.
appreciate it, guys. Thanks for answering that question there, Rick. And thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. All right, brings us down to Dave, WADW. That'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Dave, WADW, go right ahead. Up to you.
Okay, real good there, Mike. 88MMH, WADW. I don't have a whole lot more for the net tonight. Just everyone have a good week. Hope for warmer weather to come up, and we'll catch you down the log. 88MMH, WADW. Thanks for doing it there, Mike.
All right, well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. 7-3 to you, and you and Mary have a great week ahead. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that'd like to join the net before we close it down? If so, please call net control now. Okay, are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara net?
KC8YVF.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, looking up here, I know my wife has scheduled an appointment to take our electronics and paint and that stuff. It's coming up here pretty quick. I'm looking at one here that says April 19th, 8 to noon. There's another one Wednesday, May 21st, 2 to 6, and then June. So, yeah, Mid-Michigan Waste Authority, it's on the page here for hazardous waste, which includes electronics. So, yeah, I've got all those computers from 911. I've got, like, four computers from here. I got three monitors and a bunch of other things that I got to get out of the basement here. So, yeah, it's coming up, but you do have to make an appointment with to be able to drop your stuff off. So that's what I got, KC8YVF.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, I made an appointment here. It's probably been at least 5-6 years or so ago. One of the shelves in the basement had still a lot of old paint chemicals, things like that, turpentines, whatever, that was just ancient. And so I basically, with that and some electronics and whatever, I filled the trailer up and took it out there. And there was quite a line of cars waiting to drop stuff off. But, yeah, best way to get rid of stuff like that. So. Good information. Thanks, Ron. Any other announcements or closing announcements for the Savara net?
NACPR.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was looking. What was the date? I didn't write it down. What was the date for the airport, Tri-State or whatever they call it, MBS airport? Exercise.
You want to fill in on that, Ron?
Sure, Mike. The airport exercise will be on May 7th. May 7th. Typically, it runs from about 8 a.m. until about noon. So I'll have to find out exactly if that's the right schedule with the county for the event there. We will have the county communications trailer out at the airport talking to our emergency manager. They will probably put it near the administration offices this year rather than out where we did it 3 years ago. That way we have somewhat local restroom facilities throughout the event. And we'll just see where we go from there. There's a couple of things that we're going to be trying this year. Doing our microwave link into the MI7 system to see if we can get internet from out at one of the receive sites out to the airport for information out there. So there's a couple of things that we're going to be trying this year as part of the exercise. It's primarily for ARIES membership for the counties and we'll be taking from Midland Bay and Saginaw County, since the MBS airport stands for Midland Bay City Saginaw. So we'll try and include ARIES members from there. But anyone that wants to come out at least to see what's going on, I'll have to make sure that there is clearance. Generally, we are outside the airport property, so we don't require any additional clearance for our portion of the event. So at that point, other people can come out and observe what's going on as far as part of the exercise. So that answers your question, Bob. I'll turn it back over to you, Mike, KC8YVF.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Good to go on that there, Rob.
Yes, I am. Thanks, Ron. It's all the information I needed. Back in that NAQPR. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ron. Any other closing comments or announcements for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Thank you, one and all, 7-3s. And Ron, stand by here for 1 second while I get some figures together for you for the net report. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready to take the net report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 154. 154. Routine. Hotel X-ray Golf. KD8MMH. Check of 8. Saginaw, Michigan. April 7th, 2025, being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at amateur call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures 10, 10. Total time, figures 54, 54 minutes, X-ray, and no more. How copy?
I copy the report, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight, and we'll talk to you later. 73, KC8YVF clear.
Okay, thanks, Ron. 88MMH, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.